It's your girl, Erin Deal, and welcome to a snack-sized Workday Playdate, the bite-sized boost of humor, heart, and helpfulness you didn't know that your Monday needed. Now, this is your official career power snack. It's high energy, it's low awkwardness, and zero artificial flavors, okay? I do have fake eyelashes. I'm just going to throw that out there. Anyway, today's topic is just a little thing like, I don't know, finding a mentor that gets you without the awkward ask. That's right. No sweaty palms, no weird LinkedIn cold messages, and definitely no, hey, will you be my mentor with sad puppy eyes? So let's go. Now, my peeps, you've heard it all before. Everybody needs a mentor. You got to find somebody who's been there. It's all about who you know. And you're like, great, where is this magical mentor factory? And do they offer same-day shipping? The truth is, asking somebody to be your mentor can feel like proposing marriage after the second date. It's awkward, it's intense, it's loaded. So what happens is we freeze, we wait, we convince ourselves that no one has time. But spoiler alert, the right people do want to help you. You just have to meet them halfway. So here's the fix. You know, I love to give you an outside improv-based hack, and it is going to start today with my all-new out-of-the-box improv hack I call the spotlight flip. Now, here is how it works. Instead of looking for somebody to spotlight you, you're going to flip the light on them. So let's say you meet somebody you admire. You meet them at work or on LinkedIn at a networking event. You might say something like, I love how you blank. So it might be like, I love how you wrote that book. It was so interesting. I love the topic. What a great title. And you could ask them, if you were given a TED Talk to your younger self, what would the topic be? Boom. There's no ask for them, no pressure for them, just genuine curiosity. Now, if this question is way too outside of the box for you, you could just say something like, hey, Susan, I love the fact that you're an improv coach. I think that is so cool. What's something you wish you learned starting out of the gates? And that's the same question asked in a different way with less pressure on you to make it outside of the box. So, why this works is because in improv, we are trained to make our scene partner look good. That builds trust fast. And when you shine a light on somebody else, guess what? They're way more likely to keep the conversation going, and mentorship might just happen naturally. So let's keep a running list of unofficial mentors. People that you learn from just by watching or listening. Mentorship is not always formal. It is often a slow burn, not a lightning bolt. I have so many mentors in my life. Some I've met, some I have not met, some I just listened to online. Some of them are not even alive, if I'm being honest. So mentorship, it can come in any, many ways. It's not always formal. It is not something that goes right to mentorship. Mentorship takes time, and it takes genuine curiosity from you to spark that connection and give at first more than you receive. So if you want to take this conversation to the next level, I don't want you to miss this Wednesday's full episode, episode 298, Stop Waiting for a Mentor to Magically Appear. Start here instead. We are diving into the 5-step play-based mentorship framework that takes you from stuck to supported, no fairy god mentor required. Set a reminder, peeps, you do not want to miss this one, okay? Today's snack is brought to you by Improve It in our Career 101 workshop. So if you're new to the show, Workday Playdate is the name of the show, but the company that I run is called Improve It. And we are an improv-infused talent development company for the new generation of work. We do workshops, we do keynotes, we do what we call laugh breaks. We create experiences for your team. So one of those experiences is our Career 101 workshop. We turn new hires, interns, and early career pros into confident improv-powered rock stars with our signature formula. Positivity plus perseverance equals possibilities. Now, it's part professional development, part improv jam session, and 100% more fun than any onboarding you have ever sat through. We have done this workshop with interns that are just interning for the summer. We have done it with new hires. We have done it with any type of program that needs an onboarding technique to it that is outside of the box. That is what we do. So check it out and check us out at learntoimproveit.com. That's learntoimproveit.com and tell your HR person we sent you. So I want us to get into our affirmations, all right? Repeat after me. We do this in every snack. If you're new to the snacks, this is my favorite part. I want you to repeat after me. I am worthy of guidance and growth. I am worthy of guidance and growth. I attract the right people by being my authentic self. I attract the right people by being my authentic self. I can create mentorship without asking for permission. I can create mentorship without asking for permission. I lead with curiosity, not fear. I lead with curiosity, not fear. I am never behind. I am right on time. I am never behind. I am right on time. Now, these are your journal prompts for the week. Light a candle, grab your favorite pen, try one of these journal prompts and see where it takes you. So number one, who has impacted my career journey, even if they don't know it? Who has impacted my career journey, even if they don't know it? Number two, what do I admire in a mentor and how can I embody that myself? What do I admire in a mentor and how can I embody that myself? Number three, what value or energy do I bring into a professional relationship? What value or energy do I bring into a professional relationship? And number four, what is one small step I can take this week to connect with somebody I admire? What is one small step I can take this week to connect with somebody I admire? All right, my peeps, remember that mentorship isn't about the big ask. It is about the small spark. So go shine your light, flip that spotlight, and start building relationships that lift you higher. And don't forget, episode 298 drops this Wednesday. And trust me, it's the big sister to this snack-sized pep talk. So until then, stay curious, stay playful, and as always, keep improving. Remember that every workday is a playdate waiting to happen, and I'll see you here on Wednesday.